This is St. Louis Public Radio. There's a new animal ambling about Missouri's southern forests. Their presence is a good sign. It shows that the state's ecosystem is flourishing, and it turns out they've been here before. Reporter Mallory Daly explains why they've come back.
The Missouri Department of Conservation is tracking 300 to 400 black bears in the state.
There's three cubs up a tree. They were probably born in February. And they're up that tree right now because we're here and they're afraid and they want to be safe. The mama's in the trap here. She gives a kind of a woof command and they're up that tree just like that.
That's Mike Woodring, a retired conservation officer who's helping trap bears in southern Missouri with conservation's lead bear scientist, a man with a very fitting name for this line of work, Jeff Barringer. On a cloudy day in early June, Barringer's team trapped two female black bears on public lands just south of Willow Springs. They record information about the bears, especially the females, number of cubs, head size, tail length, tooth health, and they collar the bears to track their movements.
Right now, I'm just refitting her with a collar. This one here has been on for about a year and a half and want to make sure that we can keep her on the air, so I'm going to put a fresh radio on her. We'll take this one back into the office and we'll be able to download all the locations.
A run-in with a Missouri black bear is still unlikely, especially if you live in the northern two-thirds of the state. But it wasn't always that way. They used to flourish here and people depended on them.
Yeah, bears were really important for our early settlers to eat. Their leather was important. Some people sold their hides. Bears have a fat on them somewhat like hogs, and so they could use that fat to waterproof their leather, to make candles. They could render it. So it was an important resource.
Barringer says overhunting paired with agricultural development eventually weakened Missouri's wildlife populations. By the 1930s, bears were thought to be gone.
Animals like bears, elk, deer, turkeys sort of got shut out of that area because of the drastic changes in the landscape.
But now, Barringer says Missouri's landscape is becoming more hospitable.
A lot of these farms just didn't make it, and the land reverted back to wildlands. We're to the point now where we have almost 3 million acres of publicly owned, fairly wild lands in the state. And so there's a place for these kinds of animals now in Missouri.
Reintroduction efforts in Arkansas in the 1960s have led to a trickling of bears into the state. But bears are slow and steady creatures, biologically speaking, so their population is only now becoming stable enough to study.
You know, a bear doesn't breed until it's anywhere from age 3 to 7. They just don't have high reproductive rates.
In the last months of summer, bears emerge from their breeding season and begin preparing for hibernation. A healthy female bear will give birth in her den around January. The tiny, hairless cubs crawl up to their mom and nurse on her until spring. Then she shows them the ropes.
She probably shows them all the good places to eat, when to eat common black beetles, when to eat white oak acorns, when to eat blueberries. I bet you they look at den sites for the next year. They're good mothers. They spend a lot of time with their offspring.
In addition to the bears that traveled to Missouri from Arkansas, Barringer pointed toward whispers of a small, native Missouri population existing all this time deep in the Ozarks. It hasn't been proven, but there's DNA differences between the populations in the western and eastern parts of the state that aren't yet accounted for. Barringer calls this the sexy theory for the state's revival of black bears. Either way, take a walk in southern Missouri, and for the first time in nearly 100 years, you'll be walking in bear country. For St. Louis Public Radio, I'm Mallory Daly.